producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. And what a special show we've got lined up for you. We are broadcasting live from the Consumer Electronics Show 2016. I've been coming to this show for 20 years or so, I can't believe it, and doing broadcast, and boy, it has exploded. So in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the Consumer Technologies Association's Senior Industry Communications Manager, Laura Hubbard, who's going to be telling us all about CES 2016. A little bit later on in this hour of the program, we're going to talk some automotive stuff with Marty Shore and lots more. So we're having lots of fun here at the Convention Center in Las Vegas, always one of my favorite events to cover, and there's so much to talk about, so let's get started. I want to welcome, once again, Laura Hubbard, the Senior Manager for Industry Communications for the Consumer Technology Association, which is actually the entity that produces the Consumer Electronics Show. Thank you so much for your time, Laura. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's so exciting to be here on with you today.
As I said, I've been coming for so many years. This year I was battling a couple of conflicting events, so I didn't get here till late, but what an amazing show floor. Just walking through here today and watching the coverage from all the media outlets around the world. Let's talk size for our listeners joining us around North America, as well as listening online throughout the world. I believe you told me last year or so that this is the largest convention in Las Vegas and the largest convention, I believe, in all of North America.
Yes, it's definitely one of the largest. Sometimes there's a construction show that's here that kind of takes up a little bit more space, not as many people and exhibitors, but it's definitely one of the largest, 2.4 million net square feet, which is amazing. And we have over 3,600 companies here exhibiting. It's massive. It's not just the LVCC. We're also at a couple of other places like the Sands, Venetian. So it's a huge show, and the automotive sector is just amazing here this year. It's one of the highlights.
Absolutely, and that's the thing that I've really noticed in the last 5 years or so. The OEMs, the car companies, have really embraced CES and have had world debuts here. There were world debuts already, and we'll talk about some of those. But even the keynote addresses. I mean, years ago, if you went back 15 or 20 years ago, an automotive CEO giving a keynote address at the Consumer Electronics Show, unheard of. But you've had multiple keynote addresses from very important people from the automotive industry. One of your colleagues from the Consumer Technology Association, who has been coming for a lot of years, said to me last year, "Hey, Bob, I came to the regular show, and all of a sudden, a car show has broken out."
Yeah, no, I have to say, so the automotive space is taking up 200,000 square feet of space, which is amazing. If you think about some of the top shows in the country, that would be the size of like a big show. And what's really interesting about automotive here, unlike, you know, some of the automotive shows, is the mix of companies that are here. So you have the automotive makers, you have the suppliers, and you also have the aftermarket. So we're seeing a lot of things from all the different people who are, you know, making our cars, kind of the cars of the future. And then also, you know, the chipset makers are now moving into that area as we're kind of moving towards autonomous vehicles. So there's just a lot of exciting announcements from everybody.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the keynote addresses. Mark Fields, a great friend of the show and great personal friend, he was here with some really exciting news from Ford. Volkswagen made a big splash with a concept vehicle. Lots of folks didn't see that coming.
I know.
And then Chevrolet took the wraps off the production version of their Bolt. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I went to all three of those announcements, and it was really exciting. You know, from Ford, I think it's fascinating the partnerships that they've announced with people like Amazon, and really bringing the smart home to the smart car. That promise that we've been talking about, you know, of what's going to happen in the future, I think we're starting to see here. And then with all the electric vehicle announcements, the Chevy Bolt, and then also from Volkswagen, the e-Touch Golf or e-Golf Touch, which is fascinating with the electric vehicle, and then also all of the sensor technology with the, you know, we no longer have knobs in our car anymore. It's all gestures and sensors that are going to be controlling the infotainment system.
It's remarkable, as you touched on, you know, autonomous driving is here already. It's around the corner, but it's all those other inventions, too, that continue to filter into vehicles. I mean, just a smartphone technology. This is one thing when I talk to executives at the car companies, they always express, you know, concern. The consumer electronics industry moves at a really rapid pace. When it comes to building a vehicle, redesigning or updating a vehicle, it takes some time. So it's a challenge for the automakers to keep up with the digital demands of today's consumer, because everybody wants to have their digital device ready to go in their vehicle.
I know. And we saw some of the, I think with a lot of the Ford Sync 3 that they announced, and a lot of this with the updates being pushed from the cloud, I think it's definitely going to help the automotive industry to be able to update those infotainment systems, because I know that it's definitely sometimes frustrating for consumers. They have this very smartphone, and they get in, and they don't understand the lag time between the development of a car and before the production, and why is it that I am so confused by my infotainment system? And so I think, you know, last year was such a year for Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So many more manufacturers are just automatically putting that into the car. And the people who don't have, you know, aren't looking to upgrade their car, they can get that in the aftermarket with so many different people like Pioneer and Kenwood here showing off different things. So it is really exciting. And I think that the car, really that smart car, and really being able to use your phone in a safe way is going to happen. Because sometimes, you know, in older models, you bring your smartphone in, and it's the smartest computer in the car.
It's so true.
So how can, you know, for sometimes you think about the future, there's been some people we've talked to who, how are we going to use the smartphone to kind of help make our car safer?
And the interesting thing that has also happened over the last several years, and again, something that years ago people would never imagine, but the cooperation that is now there between a company like Ford opening up its secret technology and giving it out to the aftermarket, I think it's terrific. Yeah. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, you know, so with the Ford Sync 3, they made a lot of exciting announcements about their system. system is now being run, I think, in Toyota and other people, because they've really developed this system for apps in the app community. At the Toyota keynote announcement, they had the head, I can't remember his name, but he's from their Toyota Research Institute, and they also talked about that they really want to bring mobility. I think that's another key.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Floor of the Consumer Electronics Show 2016 at the Convention Center, but it's all over town. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here. Laura Hubbard is with us. She's the Senior Manager for Industry Communications for the Consumer Technology Association, the producers of the Consumer Electronics Show, and we've been telling you about all the cool things that are in new vehicles, and also the fact that I haven't forgotten about folks with older vehicles, and this is a frustration for a lot of folks. I mean, I'm always saying today is the golden age. I mean, if you have the great credit or if you're making a lot of money, there are so many wonderful cars and vehicles that you can purchase, I mean, right from the factory floor that are just, it's hard to put it in words, just incredible. But for the vast majority of folks, I mean, for every new car sold, there are three used cars sold. So it's really great to see manufacturers being able to step up to the plate and offer somebody with a 5-year-old car, 10-year-old car, a 3-year-old car, some of this brand new 2016 technology, Laura. I think that's really cool.
It is, and this is something that CTA has worked on. We actually have a campaign that's called Connect My Car, and it's all about kind of educating people about the aftermarket options that are out there, because there are a lot of great aftermarket options. Just like I was saying before, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, JVC Kenwood, and also Pioneer, you can go, you know, to find an installer in your local area and get that updated. You also, you know, remote start capabilities, you know, depending on if you're in an environment where you want to be able to turn your car on. You know, in the Eureka Park area, there are several exhibitors who are doing really fascinating stuff with the OBD2 ports and being able to, you know, plug in a little dongle into that port that is accessed normally by somebody when you go to get your car checked up, and pull all that data on down and be able to send it to your smartphone so you can get diagnostic information. You can really understand what's happening. Really interesting things we're seeing with that when it comes to parents and being able to monitor their teens and understand where the car is. So a lot of that, I think the automotive space is really, when you see that investment of startups coming in and so much in the aftermarket, you can tell that that's where, you know, that people are seeing that this is a new industry to go in, because they're going to be able to make money, they're going to be able to sell these products. And we now want our cars to be smart. We have these smart homes, we're used to so much connectivity, mm-hmm. We're wanting when we get into our car to have that same sort of functionality.
So true. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the Consumer Electronics Show. It started out very humbly, and the growth has been incredible. When you walk the floors here, there are all kinds of languages being spoken. This is a global event. Tell us about how many people will be here in attendance, how many different countries, and then we'll talk about some of the great different gadgets and devices that have been unveiled here over time. I mean, the original videotape recorder was unveiled here. Satellite radio was unveiled here. But let's go back to the beginning. How many years has this show been in existence?
So we are, in our 49th year. Next year will be our 50th. We used to do two shows a year, one in Chicago and one in Vegas. And I don't know how long ago we became just one show. And like you said, so many things have been introduced here. The VCR was, you know, a huge revolutionary thing when you think about we finally were able to store content and have it on demand when we want, and how much technology has changed since then. So there's innovations that are always constantly being unveiled here. I mean, this is the biggest week in tech, we like to say.
Yes.
With so much stuff happening here. There are, and we have about 150,000 to 170,000 people who are going to be here on the show floor, 3,600 exhibitors.
Wow.
It's absolutely massive. But the great thing about the show, about the CES, is that there's so many different people and industries that are here. So you're able to connect and form these partnerships.
Absolutely. It is a wonderful place to connect and absolutely not only get partnerships, but friendships underway. Just coming here all these number of years, I've gotten friendly with a lot of different manufacturers, a lot of different companies that make everything from mobile electronics to TVs. And, you know, and car folks tend to love electronics as well, and you can't go very far here without seeing just some unbelievable stuff. TVs.
TV.
Every year it's like, who's got the biggest TV or the thinnest TV. Or the curved TV? What's the latest and greatest in TVs for 2016?
So there are a lot of different buzzwords you're going to be hearing about,
okay.
But the latest buzzword is... It's HDR, which is high dynamic resolution. And this is really having deeper colors, so deeper blacks and whites and really a larger color gamut. So you hear about 4K Ultra TVs. So it's all about having this immersive experience when you're watching TV and the colors getting brighter. I was at the LG booth, and they have this really great partnership with NASA that shows off where NASA, their footage that they're shooting in space. And so you think space is so dark. You have that like immense darkness with depth. And when you go there, LG is showing off their latest OLED, which is another buzzword. But it is so beautiful with this high dynamic range to see these colors. You feel like you are in space. I know it's hard to believe, but you really, when looking at the picture,
wow. It
is like you were there. It's absolutely amazing.
And again, these smartphone technologies we touched on a little bit earlier, it's evolution. I mean, there are so many different companies here, not only the manufacturers of the smartphones, but folks with all different types of accessories. It's a real interesting marketplace, the smartphone, and it's exploding. You think it's reached its peak, and then it continues to get even bigger.
I know, exactly. And, you know, you think about all the stuff that we control with our smartphone. Mm. That's what's really exciting. And then all the things that we attach. I'm wearing my Fitbit. I can open up my smartphone and see how many steps I've taken on the show floor, which I tell you, if I could walk this much on a daily basis that I do at CES, would be amazing. But, you know, yeah, that smartphone has become the viewfinder of our life. You know, everything we have is in that smartphone. If we lose that smartphone, we just feel like, you know, our life, where we can't function. What's time is it? Where am I supposed to be?
Right, exactly. And certainly, there's just so much to look at, and it's a two pair of shoe kind of event, because you're going to wear out one pair of shoes just walking around, just mileage wise. I mean, the size here, as you mentioned, there are other venues. I know over at the Venetian, they've got a lot of high end audio stuff, which I absolutely adore. There's something for everybody here, and of course, you guys, you know, I go to all the great automotive events, but in my opinion, you guys produce the best show in the industry as far as helping the media, assisting the media, and it shows, because the coverage you get is just amazing. Tell our listeners about all the media outlets here in attendance.
Wow. So I believe that we have over 7,000 members of the media here.
Wow.
And that is everywhere, every spectrum. And there's just tons of news that comes out.
Absolutely, tons of news, and we're going to continue to tell you more about the Consumer Electronics Show 2016. We'll take a quick pit stop, and then we'll wrap up with Laura Hubbard. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I'm here, Laura Hubbard, our very special guest, Senior Manager of Industry Communications for the Consumer Technology Association, producers of the amazing Consumer Electronics Show. And before we say goodbye for this visit, we're going to be talking to other members of the CTA over the next in the next hour of the broadcast, as well as tomorrow's broadcast, and in the weeks to come, we'll be playing highlights from the show. But where are some places that folks can go online to check out all the great happenings of CES 2016?
Yeah, you know, well, we people who can't come to the show, we want to make sure that we provide them with stuff that they can see. So our website is cesweb.org. We have a lot of videos on there. We have blog posts. We have so much information for people who aren't at the show to be able to see what's happening. You can also follow us on Twitter and also follow the hashtag CES2016. There's a lot of stuff there. And then we have a great YouTube page. If you search YouTube for CES, we're posting videos. We're posting all of the keynotes that we've been talking about are posted on there. So if you want to see, the Volkswagen keynote, it's up there. And so you're able to go on there and view it and hear the announcements that were made, and you can see the video. You can see the cars come out from from GM onto the stage and be able to experience that. So please, you know, go to those sites. It's really great. We want to make sure that people who aren't able to come to the show are able to see what's happening here on the show floor. We also have our social team who does our Snapchat. If you're on Snapchat, they've been snapping the whole thing. It's really fun for us to watch because we can't get around, so we're all used to social media while we're at CES.
Excellent. Well, Laura, thank you again for your time here today. And again, we so appreciate all the help and your hospitality here in Las Vegas.
Well, thank you so much.
There she is, Laura Hubbard, Senior Manager of Industry Communications for the Consumer Technology Association. We'll take a quick pause and then more of Auto World. Don't go away. We move from the Consumer Electronics Show to an absolutely unbelievably cool book. It's called Ford Total Performance. It is Ford's legendary high-performance street and race cars. And the gentleman laughing in the background is a good friend. He is the author of this wonderful book. He's been a lifelong car guy, very well-known PR person with Buick for years, has his own PR company, PMPR, has written a number of books, has Sarasota Cafe Racers down in Sarasota, Florida, and he is the ultimate car guy. Marty Shore, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I really love your introduction. I have to write that down so I know who I am.
Very good. Well, I was so excited when the folks at Motorbooks got me a copy of your book, and it's an amazing story, chock full of all kinds of great pictures. You could basically follow Ford's leap into the 60s and the performance eras on the street and the track. Let's go back to the early 1960s. Talk about their young chairman at the time, Ford's Henry Ford II. And at that point in time, the emphasis definitely was not on performance. It was on safety. Tell us about that change that happened.
Well, I think that there was a lot to do with safety. I think Ford was one of the early cars to offer seatbelts in the car. Henry at that time realized that there was a whole youth market out there, and the way to reach a youth market is through performance and racing. So around between 60 and 62, he started to formulate plans for switching over to the racing and performance side, which also meant that he would have to pull out of the AMA because of the racing and performance ban on the manufacturers.
Sure.
And he actually, most people don't realize, when he pulled out of the AMA and decided to go racing, he was president of the AMA. So that was a big leap he had to take.
Wow. And, of course, there were so many car-crazy baby boomers at that time coming fresh out of World War II, and this generation wanted really cool cars, and your book chronicles some of the amazing vehicles built from 1971 all the way back to 1961. Tell us a little bit about your goal for the book. What did you want to do with this particular endeavor?
Well, you know, there have been books written about Ford and street cars and high-performance cars, many, many books. And there have been books written about racing and Ford. And probably the best book of that genre is Leo Levine's book, The Dust and the Glory, which is probably the best racing book ever written about Ford Motor Company. And no one has done a book that really combined the racing and the street and the crossover, which accounted for boosting sales, making more money, and reaching a youth audience. So because I had been editor of Cars Magazine back in the day, it was kind of easy for me, or easier for me than the average person, to write a book like this, because I was there when it was all happening, and I was a journalist, and I went to the proving grounds, and I drove the cars, and had all these experiences, which included lots of my own photography. Much has never been published before. So I was kind of in a good place to do the book, and it came up in a discussion with the senior editor at Motor Books, Darwin Holstrom, about a book like that. And I said, you know, I could do a book like that. Do you want it? And the next thing I knew, I had a contract and I was writing a book. So it was a very exciting thing, but it also took me about a year and a quarter to write it. So,
of course. What amazing photography. I mean, you've got some remarkable shots in here. The book takes a look at all kinds of very famous vehicles, including the 427 Fairlane Thunderbolt, the unique V8-powered Falcons, and, of course, you also talk about on the racing side Ford's Indy 500 winning race cars. But let's talk about the legendary original Ford GT. And I know you own the Camillo design model that came out from 2004 to 2006, a car, and I absolutely adore. But I love that picture that you posted the other day on Facebook of you driving the original Ford GT40 on the streets of New York City. Tell me and all of our listeners all about that.
Well, it was, you know, we learned a lot more about these situations years after they happened, but when it happened, it was 1967, and it was after the New York Auto Show, and Ford had introduced the GT40 Mark III streetcar at the New York Auto Show, and they actually had the serial number 1 of that series, and I didn't know the car. I had seen the car at the show, but I didn't realize it when my friend called me up and said, hey, you want to drive a GT40 around New York? And I said, well, can we do it now? And I went over to Gotham Ford. It used to be on about 59th Street and 2nd Avenue. And he was my friend Bill Cold was the high-performance sales manager, and he had the GT40 there. At that point, when I looked at it, it was serial number 1, and it was the first one they built, and it was going to go back to England because, truth be told, Ford was not happy with the quality of work that they were turning out over there. But we took the car, and we really had some experience driving around Manhattan, took it out over the Triborough Bridge, and, you know, everything was a new experience because the car was 40 inches tall. And
Marty, let's put it in neutral for a moment. I know you got so much to tell us about the GT40, but we got to step aside for some important messages. But when we come back on the other side, more with Marty Shore, the author of Ford Total Performance, Ford's legendary high-performance street and race car.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Marty Shore, noted automotive journalist, author, car guy extraordinaire. He's got this wonderful new book, and before that break, he was telling us about the Ford GT40. He drove it on the streets of New York. Marty, tell us more.
My friend Bill at Gotham Ford called me up one day and said, Ford has five of these cars, different model GT40s, sitting in a warehouse in Secaucus, New Jersey. And some of them have damage, like a bent or any wheel, or some scratches, or dead battery. And they offered me all five cars for a few $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my God.
I think it was maybe $5,000 a piece or $5,300 a piece.
Wow.
And I said, Bill, should we buy them? And Bill said, well, you know, they'll probably have a nicer one next year. We can get that if we want. And I didn't have any room in my house for another car. And my wife would have killed me if I brought that car home. And so we let it go. Well, now the car is over $1 million, and you know, we missed it. And every year for the last 15 years, Bill Kolb and I get together for lunch, and we reminisce about the GT40 we never bought. And now both of us have four GTs, and truth be told, they're much nicer cars to drive.
Oh, absolutely. Marty Shore is the voice you're hearing. He is the author of a wonderful book. You must get it. It's called Ford Total Performance, Ford's Legendary High-Performance Street and Race Cars. Just came out in November, published by Motor Books International. You can get it there. You can get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and a few select bookstores out there also have it, but I highly recommend it, and Marty's chock full of all kinds of wonderful stories. like the one he just told us about, the original Ford GT40. And I think Carmelo Pardo, as I mentioned, who has the distinction of designing the vehicle that was built in limited numbers from 2004 to 2006, in which you have a version of, did a wonderful job of recreating the look, even though it is substantially dimensionally different. It is not 40 inches tall, but it still has that look of the original GT40.
Well, 40 inches is really a pretty short car.
Yes.
And for a big guy, well, I fit in the car in the Mark III, but the Ford GT is a much more comfortable car to drive, and it still has the feeling of a GT40. And to me, it's a fantasy come true.
Absolutely. In this book, you cover just an incredible amount of vehicles, including the overhead cam engine, the 427 single overhead cam engine that was used in the AFX and fuel race cars, the Boss 302 and the 429 Mustangs for street drag racing and Trans Am. And of course, you talk about the legendary GT40 and that Ford Ferrari war, which led to the creation of that. And here for 2017, Ford is going racing again with an all new Ford GT, quite a bit different, V6 turbo, a carbon fiber design vehicle, beautiful, but it's going to be interesting to see how they do this time around.
Well, unfortunately, it's not running for the overall win, it's running for class. So even if it wins, which it's kind of, you know, the first year of a new car is very unusual if it wins a major race, but I certainly am rooting for it and would love to see Ford do that. But it's not an overall win like it was back in 67, 68, 66, 67, 68, 69.
Let's talk about more things that folks can find in Ford Total Performance. You've got unpublished period photographs, plus photos and artwork from Ford designers. And it must have been, as you said, a lot of work. Took you a year to do it, but yeah, I'm sure you're very proud of it, and certainly the foreword, I think, is very special. Tell our listeners about the gentleman, Lee Holman, who wrote the foreword for the book.
John Holman, and John Holman was Holman & Moody, which the company that ran Ford's NASCAR effort, and also GT40s, also built drag racing Mustangs for Ford. It was essentially Ford's stock car and racing and drag racing arm. The company did extremely well and for many years, and John Holman passed away quite a while ago, but when Ford decided to start to pull out of racing in 68, and then in 69 and 70 they pulled out, most of those vendors had a really difficult time trying to stay alive because the Ford contract had been enormous contracts. And most people don't even realize that in 1966, when Ford won Le Mans 1-2-3, the number 3 car was a Holman & Moody car.
Oh, wow.
The number 1 and 2 cars were Shelby cars. And probably after Ford stopped racing GT40s, Holman & Moody repaired more GT40s than anybody else. They had the experience, and I believe that Lee, who is really a great guy, is building a continuation GT40, a Mark II big block car, and he sells them, builds them to order, and they're built off the original, you know, body panels and chassis and engines, and they're Holman & Moody engines. They're wonderful cars. They're just very expensive, but he's keeping the whole GT40 thing alive.
That's fantastic. So many great vehicles and stories are highlighted in Ford Total Performance. Is there one particular story that you'd love to share with our listeners that kind of gives them a tease of all the wonderful additional stories that they'll get when they purchase the book?
Well, you know, there's a lot in the book, but one of the things that's interesting is if you open the book up on the inside part of the jacket is a picture of a 1963 Ford on a snowy road. It's kind of not a remarkable photograph, it's just there. Well, the story is that I was a young kid in 1963, and I was the editor of a couple of small magazines in New York called Custom Rodder and Car Speed and Style, and I had a really good relationship with Ford, and I got a call one day saying, would you like to come to Monte Carlo to drive the new 427 Galaxy?
Wow.
So I couldn't even answer fast enough. I didn't have a passport. I had never been further from New York, probably, then New Jersey. And I ran to Rockefeller Center and applied for a Rush passport. And I flew on a Ford charter from New York to Nice, France. And then we went up to Monte Carlo. And for about 4 days, we took over the town of Monte Carlo. And we drove Falcons with 260 V8 Sprint packages, which was a 63 and a half car, and we drove the 427, 425 Fastback Galaxy, which was done primarily for NASCAR to get a fastback in there, through the Alps. And also got a ride in one of the Monte Carlo Falcon rally cars and met Princess Grace.
Wow.
And had dinner with Henry Ford, and I was just totally blown away. I was this kid with an invitation in my hotel room signed by the Prince of Monaco. And that picture is me driving up a road in the Maritime Alps in the 427 Galaxy. And I had a good relationship with Peter Jopp and Trent Jarman, the drivers of the car that won its class, the Falcon that won its class in the 63 Monte Carlo Rally. And they invited me back to Detroit. And I think in probably February or March, I went to Detroit and actually drove the winning car on the road course at the Dearborn Proving Ground. So I was just a kid then, and it was like I had died and gone to heaven, or I was in a candy factory.
Absolutely. You know? Marty, we're going to get you back for a full hour. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Hey, thank you, my friend. It's always great to talk with you.
Absolutely. We're definitely going to do a full hour on the book, and once I get back from Detroit, I'll give you a call.
Hi, everybody. I'm Auto World Radio host Bob Long, inviting you to check out our title sponsors for all of our great North American International Auto Show coverage recently in Detroit. It's the Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Visit www.rcwa.net for benefits, insurance, wealth management, or financial strategies. The Ralph C. Wilson Agency. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.